I'm Steve Kathan. On edge in the Middle East, Israel braces for possible strikes from Hezbollah and Iran over assassinations that killed two Hamas leaders. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israeli press reports say that Israel is expecting a major attack from Iran to be launched within days, although it has not yet changed its orders to civilians. Israel has been waiting for an Iranian strike since Iran blamed Israel for the assassination of a senior Hamas leader in Iran last month. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has told the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area.
And former President Trump has filed a complaint that could lead to a civil lawsuit against the Department of Justice for the Mar-a-Lago classified documents raid that Trump labels a political persecution. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has the latest presidential campaign intrigue, with Trump officials suggesting an email hack was the work of Iran.
Experts have been warning for years that foreign interference is likely in various forms over the course of this presidential election season. The campaign has not provided any other specifics other than to say it believes it was hacked by some Iranian entity.
Ukraine's president confirmed today for the first time that there is a military operation going on in a southern region of Russia. New push in Washington to make it easier to unsubscribe. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Canceling your membership or recurring payments can be a hassle, but under a new government initiative, it could become a lot easier to cancel your gym membership, cable, or online subscription services. A White House official says the administration is cracking down on all the ways that companies hold on to your money by making it difficult for you to cut the ties. The new regulations would make it just as easy to cancel a subscription as it was to sign up for one.
At the Olympics, so many events were decided by a split second. Now that the summer games are over, timing appears crucial in the appeal over American Jordan Chiles being stripped of a bronze medal in gymnastics. CBS's Jamie Yukas in Paris.
They went ahead and they looked and submitted an inquiry over Chiles' bronze medal, writing in part that they have video evidence saying, quote, conclusively, they have established that head coach Cecile Landy's request to file an inquiry was submitted 47 seconds after the publishing of Chiles' score within the 1 minute deadline.
A shirtless British man who climbed the Eiffel Tower just before the closing ceremony was released from custody today. The investigation continues. Prosecutors say formal charges could still be filed. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 8 points. The S&P is up 20. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Early this morning, smoke and flames were spotted coming from a house on Green Street near Romaine in Racine. No injuries were reported. In an unusual incident yesterday, a 52-year-old man in Racine was bitten by a groundhog and ended up holding the animal near State Street. Police were called to the scene, and a bystander eventually helped secure the groundhog in a suitcase. Kenosha County has retained its AAA bond rating from S&P Global Ratings. It's the fourth year straight for that rating. In Racine County financials, County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the proposed 0.5% sales tax would have half of that revenue earmarked for property tax relief. Public hearings on the sales tax proposal are scheduled for next month. An accident involving a squad car on West 3 Mile Road required a flight for life response last night. The driver of the vehicle that struck the squad was in and out of consciousness, and two people were injured. And a reminder that you can cast your ballots tomorrow to narrow down candidates for the Assembly, State Senate, and other local races. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the L.A. Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a 5-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. Put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The rest of the story. Entertainment critic Dorothy Thompson was aghast. In all of her years on the New York Herald Tribune, she had never encountered such a revolting production either on screen or on stage. For an hour or two, she considered the possibility of ignoring it altogether. Perhaps it would be better to let the dreadful thing consume itself in its own ugliness, she thought. But then, recalling her responsibility to her readers, Dorothy wedged herself into the chair in front of the typewriter and forced herself to relive her agony. Quote, "I left the theater in a condition bordering on nervous breakdown," she began. Quote, "I felt as though I had been subjected to an assault." Quote, "A brutalization of sensibility. A remarkable nightmare." She related the production that she had witnessed to the collapse of the civilized world. She identified it as a social symptom of the degenerate times. And Dorothy Thompson was not alone in her opinion. Indeed, a great many critics hastened to add their own poisonous prose to the ever-lengthening epitaph. Needless to say, what we are discussing here is an incredible failure, an experiment that blew up in its own face. The true measure of its self-destruction was its popular rejection and the consequent plunging of its hapless producer deep into debt. The history of the entertainment industry is littered with a lot of box office disasters, so why are we discussing this one more? Well, let's hear the rest of the story. The producer of this debacle had put all of his mind and heart and hopes into the project. The name of his radical departure motion picture was innocent sounding enough. He called it the Concert Feature. As far as the film's backers were concerned, it was the Philharmonic from Hell. In fact, the picture very nearly did not debut at all. Scheduled to open November 13 at New York's Broadway Theater, a union squabble erupted. Not one, but two unions arguing over the installation of special equipment. The producer begged investors to give him more time to prepare. It was now or never, they said. Well, afterward, when it became clear that they had a flop on their hands, backers urged that the movie be cut by more than a fourth, from 2 hours to less than 90 minutes. So they cut the film. Not even that helped. And thus did almost $3 million slide down the drain. And that was an amazing amount for a motion picture in those days. And so predictably did the producer promise to stick to what he knew best. Traditional tales of pretty young girls in peril. Pretty young girls like Snow White and Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty. That's right. The movie producer whose career almost ended with a crash in 1940 was Walt Disney. But he redeemed himself with a succession of conventional fairy tales, though he never lived to see the day, and that day did come, when the experiment, some called an atrocity, would be released nationwide, and then to be hailed as an unmitigated masterpiece. This holiday season, right now, between Halloween and Christmas in 1990, the once denigrated motion picture is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and it's celebrating before a throng of record audiences. By now, perhaps you've guessed, the magical production once tentatively entitled The Concert Feature is now seen by its enduring name, Fantasia. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, I love Paul Harvey. There you go. Paul Harvey every weekday at 7:45 with Don Rosen and 12:05 right here on WRJN. Here's the Mamas and the Papas.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
from Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Kindness will be your guide. Put a little love.
national news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Jackie DeShannon, put a little love in your heart. The other song that she did is What the World Needs Now is Love. She underrated. I'm trying to think what beach movie I saw her in. And the cool thing about that is you had Don Rickles in that movie. And you also had somebody else that was a famous comic. I forgot. From the 20s. Okay, you probably don't even remember that comic anyway. But it was such a fun movie, and she was a pretty good actress in that. So I'd like to, you know, like to play more her music more. She only had the two hits, so makes it really easy to play all of her music. Elvis, too, what a singer. And, of course, we're doing an Elvis Appreciation Week. Coming up, I'll tell you why Carolyn Jones, the one that was in the television movie she was in. Herman, who was her husband, played their husband in the movie. Not his real name, but the fact that their characters, the Munsters, hello. And there was a reason she refused to kiss Elvis. And it was such a cool reason that even Elvis said, well, that's all right, until he proceeded to kiss her. And I got that one coming up. But I can't play the movie clip from that because we are playing movie clips for you to hear and then to win Elvis vinyl all this week. Tomorrow it's Elvis, simply Elvis with a hot looking Elvis from 1968, and your chance to win it when you're the fifth caller tomorrow when you hear a clip of Elvis speaking. And of course, Elvis's voice is so iconic. It won't be hard, but we're going to take the fifth caller tomorrow and not the first. So I'm really sorry. I didn't realize that everybody would call for the contest. I'm like, well, you know, once in a while I get one call a day, and sometimes it's the IRS is looking to locate me, which they aren't actually. I paid my bill last year. But so this made my day. So you know what? You're listening. I just want to thank you right now for being a listener to WRJN.
Everybody, Tom Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Rep the Brewers with a special Freddie Peralta soccer jersey giveaway for the first 30,000 fans through the gates at the game on September 7th, courtesy of Quartz. Find your tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJ. And that was Richie Valens with La Bamba. Hey, LA Dodgers tonight with the Brewers. Free game show right here at 6:35. No.
baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
My baby does a hanky panky.
WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and again, the Brewers tonight, L.A. Dodgers in Milwaukee, which means no Mary Hart or her husband, Bert Sugarman. You know what? Her husband is probably even more famous than her. He was the producer of the Midnight Special with Wolfman Jack and Richard Pryor comedy specials in the 70s. But anyway, they won't be here, because they're not going to be in Milwaukee tonight. Pre-game is at 6:35. The reason I bring up the game again is simply because tonight, the good news is no Apple TV pay-view. But the other really good news is that if you're working tonight, you can listen to the game live, the pre-game show and the show right here on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha. Now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Smoke and flames were seen coming from a house on Green Street near Romaine in Racine early this morning. Fire crews got there quick to put out flames. At this point, it's believed there were not any injuries. An unusual event in Racine yesterday as a 52-year-old man ended up grabbing a groundhog in the middle of State Street. Initial reports had police called for the situation in which the man was bitten by a groundhog, then was seen holding the animal in the road at State and Superior. As rescue teams planned their attack, a bystander showed up with a suitcase and helped get the groundhog packed up. Kenosha County's credit is staying solid. For the fourth year in a row, Kenosha County has retained its AAA bond rating from S&P. The rating reflects the county's financial management, and it's anticipated the lower borrowing costs for upcoming projects. The county board chairman notes that the rating supports ongoing investments in public infrastructure and safety, thereby enhancing the quality of life. And you can vote tomorrow. It's a partisan primary, so this is to narrow down races for Assembly, State Senate, and other local races. There's also a referendum. To see what's on your ballot and to find out where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. Put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. And feelings that we've come to know. You swear.
forth, slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
Pour your dreams upon and listen to a song.
It's right here at WRJN. And if you've got every, you've ever got a question about one of the stories that your Stuart J. Waddles give, you know what? You just check our website, WRJN.com. Scroll down to news and read the rest of the stories. Martha and the Vandellas.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartache I know will come. Cause I know you're looking for me. But you become a part of me. Everywhere I go, you're
Lewis is right here at WRJN, and we encourage you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on absentee ballots and where to vote, race in your individual district. Just go on WRJN.com and be a voter. Listen, local news and timelessness are back right here on WRJN. Dionne Warwick, The Spinners, and KMU. A song that is perfect as a wonderful song can get. I love that one. Love all our music, and I love our Big Deals. Big Deals store is full of great savings and all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. But I simply go on our WRJN Big Deals, and yes, I'm a customer too. I go on there and get savings up to 50% off, like usually when the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. They offer up 50% savings like they are tomorrow here. I buy because they're awesome. Their hot dogs are awesome. And not to mention their luscious vanilla bean ice cream. So our WRJ and Big Deal of the Day is tomorrow for 50% savings. But we have nothing but savings on WRJN. Click on the Big Deals tab and purchase $10 gift certificates tomorrow for only $5 at WRJ and Big Deals.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Tonight, come to me tonight.
course I'll just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless this right here at WRJN. And news, just minutes away, the CBS National News. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports. Coming up right now, the Beatles.